Jim Taylor, back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Always a pleasure and a privilege to talk with Margo Price, an Aledo High School graduate, and I think Wednesday one of her new videos will be released. We're going to get into that here momentarily. But before we talk about that, I did want to get some react from Margo Price about a local issue that's taking place. There are two Mercer County High School students by the name of Zoe Nevels, who just graduated, going to Bradley next year, and Ileana Hook, a student-athlete that will be a junior at Mercer County High School. And I'm just going to read you this quickly, Margo, and I want you to react to it. On June 13th, Mercer County will be standing in solidarity with Black Lives Matter movement as a result of the tragedy that took the life of an innocent black man in Minneapolis. We will gather at Aledo Central Park, where we hold a moment of silence and have speakers from our community discuss the issues we are facing. We encourage people to bring signs, and if anyone is interested in speaking or helping organize, please reach out to us. We are currently working with the Aledo Police Department to ensure the safety of everyone. This is a peaceful protest, and anybody who plans on inciting violence will be removed. We are also asking that everyone in attendance wears a face mask and uses social distancing to prevent the spread of COVID-19. This message from, again, Zoe Nevels, a senior, and graduating senior, I should say, and Ileana Hook, who will be a junior next school year. Margo Price, your response to that is what?
I think it's amazing that these students are standing up. We have had an issue in this country for a long time. And I think that it's absolutely necessary that people do what they can to bring light to the disparities of the black community and minorities. I know that it's not always easy to stand up and speak your mind and do the right thing. And, you know, many times people who have tried to make change in this country and in just different, you know, organizations around the world, they face a kickback. And, you know, that could be whether you're Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings, you know, fighting the country music industry, or, you know, whether it's Colin Kaepernick, who's, you know, was trying to have a peaceful protest about these situations long ago. And, you know, of course, now the NFL has said, oh, it was wrong for them to do that. And, you know, I think people are slowly coming around to accepting that there is a problem. And, you know, I think Black Lives Matter, for a long time, it's confused many people. And, you know, they say, oh, all lives matter. Well, that's not what we're saying. Of course, all lives matter. But there's a large amount of people in this country, in the black community, that are, you know, they have lost their mother, or they've lost their brother. And we have to stand up and say that this is wrong. And, you know, even if you're a police officer, you have to be held accountable. Breonna Taylor was murdered on March 13th in Louisville, Kentucky, and her mother, they were accusing her of having drugs, and she did not have anything. The suspect was already in custody, and she was shot 8 times, and they won't even give her mother an answer. No one has been held accountable, and things like this just cannot happen in our great country, in America. And I think that, you know, being able to speak your mind and protest peacefully is very important. And so I commend them, and I wish I could be there to stand in solidarity along with everyone and a leader who is brave enough to show up.
All right. And a perfect segue to that question then is the criticism that I hear a little bit is, you know, why you got to do this? We're far removed from Minneapolis. You're going to bring trouble to this town. You know, you're going to bring riot and looting to Aledo. That's the criticism. We don't want this violence or this stuff to happen here. And because that, and I'm speaking about critics, because you're doing that, we have the potential to see that in Aledo. Margo Price, your response to that would be what?
Well, I don't think that's going to happen. I hope it doesn't happen. But, you know, we had a protest here in Nashville, and it was a very peaceful protest. But then the only thing you see on the news is these counter protesters who came in later, and, you know, they did some harm. And it's terribly unfortunate that 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 happens sometimes, but I think it's more important to be on the right side of history and just to stand up for your beliefs. And at this point, you know, if you're standing by idly and you're not doing something to change this, you know, it's, you're part of the problem. So I have been very vocal about where I stand on the matter, and I think that all men are created equal, and you know, if people want to say that there's not a problem, they need to look again at the statistics, and it's 2020. There's just no reason that we should still be treating people this way.
I know you're a person that is very socially engaged, and sometimes I think at maybe a professional cost to you by taking a stand. And I always is curious, because I've never asked you this in prior conversations that I've had with you, and I appreciate you giving some time and thought and talking about this. You brought up Colin Kaepernick. You know, and you can bring up any professional athlete, LeBron James, whoever you want to speak about, you know, and then same with the entertainment industry, because I know when this interview is played back, they'll say, Mark, you know, if they don't have the same opinion as Margo Price, and if they don't have the same opinion as Colin Kaepernick or LeBron James, they'll say, well, you know, shut up and dribble, stick to sports, or just worrying about playing your guitar, Margo Price. You know, but then by the same token, if you speak up and say, you know, Drew Brees says something and people agree with that, then they want to share that. And they don't want to say, you know, just stick to sports, Drew Brees. So it's interesting when you keep score on that type of stuff. So people, when you hear stick to sports, shut up and dribble, worry about playing your guitar, your response to that is what?
Well, when people tell me to shut up and sing, first I tell them that that's an impossibility. And second, I would like to point out that I am a human of this planet, and I am a mother, and I worry about the future for my children, and I am a tax-paying citizen. I have every right to say what my opinion is, just like anyone does. If you work at a grocery store, everybody has an opinion. And I don't think that this is a political issue. I think this is a human rights issue. And as humanity, I just don't understand how we can sit by idly and see people treated unfairly and say that we can't do anything about it. And, you know, I know that there will be a judgment after this life, and, you know, they'll just have to face those consequences then.
All right. It's great to hear those birds chirping in your backyard, by the way. So I want to segue, and I appreciate you talking about social issues. And I know you had said before, we're still planning on someday, we're not going to pre-announce it, but someday Margo Price is going to come in here and do a air shift, and she's going to play her own music and whatever she wants to do. That's yet to be determined, but I know she wants to do that, and she'll be coming to WRMJ to do that eventually, and we can't wait till that happens. All right. I remember when you they recorded a portion of the video here in Aledo that you shot throughout Mercer County, which is pretty cool. But I know you're releasing something. I were talking to you on Sunday afternoon, but back to your career, something's coming out Wednesday. So tell us a little bit about what you've been doing there and what we can expect Wednesday.
Well, I filmed a music video, and of course, you know, with everything going on with the pandemic, we wanted to do something safe, and I had plans to go to California, but all that got scratched when COVID-19 really hit. So we had an unfinished room in our house that we had kept saying we wanted to fix up, and my friend drove here in a trailer from California, and she just built an entire set in my home. And we filmed a video here, and then we also filmed part of it in a abandoned mental institution.
Wow.
And, we made our own video basically out of nothing, and my friend Kimberly Stuckwish and her boyfriend came here. They had been quarantined, so they basically came and quarantined with us for 16 days. And my sister Kylie also came here, and she helped me with some of it. And yeah, we just made something out of nothing, and proving that necessity is the mother of invention.
And I know I follow you on Twitter, and I thought it was neat where you were, you know, we talk about starving artists, and you can relate to that with your career trying to make it. But then, you know, at this time, you talk about this four-month stretch or whatever it is of, you know, live music in Nashville or Memphis or wherever, where these people are trying to make it and they don't have venues to play at. What was your message on that, relaying that to artists out there, really understanding why, you know, I've kind of made it, but man, these people are trying to make it. They have no outlet other than they're going to have to go to YouTube or they're going to have to use social media, but they're not going to be part of really that live vibe scene that you really want for your career to be seen, to get that feeling, you know, from a live audience.
Oh yeah, it's hard out there for artists, and I'm really feeling for everybody. I mean, I know even my band, they come back and they play, you know, other gigs with people. So all of that has come to a halt, and I just pray for a time when we can get back to it. It's, you know, it's hard to say when live music will be back, and obviously we want to just do whatever's safe, but I'm finding myself missing it in a huge way, and that's how I make my money. It's how I put food on the table. And so, yeah, everybody's just kind of trying to find different ways to get music out there. And, you know, the internet, as much as I don't like it at times, I feel like it's important right now, and it's the only way that we can share music. So strange how something that, you know, everybody kind of spends too much time on their phone and too much time on social media, and now it's become our only outlet to the, our only window to the outside world. So I guess, you know, it's a catch 22.
Yeah.
But I'm knowing that things will eventually come back. And in the meantime, it's like, just use the turmoil and the struggle as fodder for good songs.
Yeah, amen, sister. All right, well, by the way, we're recording this on a Sunday afternoon, so I really appreciate Margo doing this for us. Like I said, someday she's going to come in here and run a air shift, and that'll be awesome. So that'll be great. And then I know hopefully that day maybe they can give her a Mercer County High School Hall of Fame plaque, but I still want her to come back in the winter some Friday night and play in the Mercer County pep band, and they'll say, "Who's that over there?" And I'll say, "That's Miss Margo Price playing in the Mercer County pep band." Always great to visit with you, and really appreciate the time today. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you. I hope y'all take care, and I'll be praying that everyone stays safe during the peaceful protest.
You're listening to WRMJ.